Welcome back to the Business Launch Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez. And in this episode, we're going to unpack the content marketing trend you cannot afford to miss out on this year. It's going to be amazing. And I'm here to say that it's not even going to be a trend. It's going to be here to stay. So I'm super excited about it. Let's get into this episode.
Welcome to the Business Lounge Podcast, where each week we unpack the hottest online marketing and business strategies so you can grow your business, increase your bottom line, and make a bigger impact. And now, here's your host, Kimberly Ann Jimenez.
Familia, I have been wanting to do this episode for years. In fact, I have been talking about this for a really long time and it's finally here. Like, are creators finally listening? Are small business owners finally listening? It sounds like they are. And I'm so excited because this is one of the trends that I can get behind. You know, like, I'm not really a trend girl. I'm not an early adopter. I'm not, you know, because I like to share strategies with you guys that are timeless, that are going to be here to stay, that are going to stand the test of time, that are going to be profitable, not just now or in 6 months from now, a year from now, but years and years and years, right? That's the kind of thing that I kind of cut my teeth on in the online marketing space. I think I've talked to you guys about this for a while now, but I learned a lot from the amazing names in our space, right? The Amy Porterfields and the Marie Forleos. And they very much were trained, like their predecessors, because it's generationally. If you look at like online marketing, it's really interesting to see like how the generations change. But they were actually trained by a lot of direct response people, lots of direct response marketers. And what that basically means is essentially utilizing content strategies that elicit a direct response from your audience, whether that's, you know, getting them on your email list or getting them to buy something from you. That's kind of the whole mentality around it. Now, I think that we have dramatically improved direct response in that we're more relational and we're more brand aware, but I think we've kind of like too much the other side where, you know, we're just kind of doing the content part, but not the marketing part. We're just creating content for the sake of it. And we've talked ad nauseum on this podcast about that, but it's a message that I think is worth repeating every single time. And this week I was actually in one of my masterminds, not the kind that, you know, I host where I'm coaching, but I'm being coached in my, because I have multiple business coaches. And that's something that I've made a huge priority in our business. It's been the thing that has given us the biggest breakthroughs, truly. And I want to create just an entire series of stories of like how coaching has impacted my life. But one of those mastermind groups that I'm in, there's, you know, several coaches in there and they're awesome. But one of the business coaches was actually in tears this week. And she was just pouring out her heart to us, you know, sharing how she just feels totally burnt out on social media. And for her, you know, she has a successful business. She has a multiple seven-figure, huge brand, amazing brand. But it's very much predicated on her showing up and delivering and showing up and delivering. And so she was just sharing like, I just don't feel like there's any end in sight. I feel like I'm stuck in the content hamster wheel that I have to show up and be on to grow my business all the time. And you know, that's so much pressure. And I wanted so badly like reach out through Zoom and just like virtually give her a hug because I've been that girl. I understand what that feels like where, you know, it's just never enough. And I've told the story on the show before where, you know, when I got my first job off college, being essentially a social media director for a student housing company. And so we had 14 properties, different states, different cities, each one of them with their own blog, their own, we were doing Vine back then. Y'all remember Vine? Oh my gosh, please. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment below if you were around, you know, when we had Vine. Foursquare was another like must-have tool for local small businesses. And then we were doing, of course, Twitter, now X, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. Like, we were handling so many accounts, and there was such an insane amount of content. And I remember feeling like there's just no way. Like, even though I had a team and I had social media managers in each of those locations across the different cities for each property, it was so much content that it just became like this thing that I was like, there's no end in sight. Like, it's 60 hours a week. Go, 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 go. Right. And then later on, starting my own small business and being a social media manager and then shifting into consulting, it's always more. And it can be really exhausting, especially if you are showing up on social media all the time, right? If that's the place and you're seeing the numbers go down, 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 as so many people are seeing right now. I've talked about, if you have not listened to our Hey, a Social Media Dying episode, where we talk about what's happening right now with the social media recession, please go check that out. I will link to it in the show notes. I don't remember off the top of my head what episode number it is. But lots of people, you know, they would go live on Instagram and get sales. They would hustle on their DMs and get sales. They would be able to like post on Facebook groups and people would see it. And now things are harder. Right. And that's part of the greater conversation that we're having in the economy right now. That's part of just policies that have been put in place with our financial system really suffering. But it also has a lot to do with like society and what's happening in our culture at large. And so as small business owners, we need to learn how to adapt. We need to learn how to, okay, like, what do we do, right? Like, how do we shift our strategy in a way that makes sense and that is sustainable? So as she was sharing the story, I just really felt for her. And honestly, I'm at a point right now where I don't care that I have been talking about this for so long. I'm just going to keep talking about it. I get a lot of pushback from people, you know, when I tell them, listen, you don't have to be on social media. You don't have to show up all the time. You don't have to build a business that is fully dependent on whether the algo shows your content to your people. That is not a sustainable way. I don't think it's humane, to be honest. I don't think it's humane to ask a person to show up day in and day out and have creative ideas and have aesthetic looking, you know, content pieces and be able to give of themselves the way that social media requires, or you're forgotten. That's crazy. That's essentially putting your business in a jail cell and saying, I'm going to create the most pressure filled, stressful job I could possibly think of. And that's not why most of us get into business. We get into business because we want freedom. We want financial freedom. We want time freedom. And that's not freedom. To me, that's not freedom. So I think a part of me has always rebelled against anything that I feel I have to do to succeed in my business. And I'm a little stubborn like that. I can definitely be a little stubborn. There's that fire Puerto Rican Latina Boricua in me that doesn't always like think about the way things are, but the way that things should be. And so I've always kind of looked for like, how do I not have to depend on this platform or this platform or this platform? How can I kind of use all of them and drive traffic and leads and sales without having to post the reels or be on and answer questions on a Facebook group or have to? And don't get me wrong, those things are helpful and they're important. I am never going to tell you that you should quit social media altogether. That's not what everyone gets to choose their game. Everyone gets to choose their game. And so I think there's a lot of wisdom and understanding the trade-offs for what we select and how we actually go about deciding what strategy makes sense for our business and what season we're in right now. So one of the things that I always tell our TBL members and our coaching students is, you know, there is always a trade-off with whatever strategy you choose. If you choose to go full social media, then you're going to be in the hustle game. You can definitely get momentum faster, right? Because the other types of content marketing take some time to build. So that's an awesome way of like hustling it out. And I sure as heck did that at the beginning, hustled, made sure that I built up my audience, and then transitioned into other strategies that were more passive, that didn't require me hustling all the time and actually allowed clients to discover me instead of me having to just go to them all the time. But the trade-off to that is that you will have to stay in that hustle game. And so I've seen a lot of business coaches and entrepreneurs, especially people like in the online space who sell courses or memberships, where you will start with the social media hustle and you'll never graduate off of that. You'll just stay there. And that's not to say that when you are more successful that you can stick your nose up at social media. That's not what I'm saying at all. But at some point, as your business grows, it's going to require more of you. It's going to require more time, more energy. You're going to probably bring in team if you actually want to scale your business out, because you can't do everything yourself. And even if you don't want to scale it, you still need help. Everyone needs help in their business. And so there's going to be things that are going to be pulling at you. You're going to be CEO. You're going to be, director of operations. You're probably also going to be team lead. And there's a lot that goes into building a business outside of marketing, outside of, content creation. And so as your business grows, if you stay in that hustle and you just build your business off of hustle, you're going to be here when you make multiple six figures, when you make multiple seven figures, in the same place. And that's a really sad and scary place to be in, not because there's anything wrong with it intrinsically, but because, especially as women, we have a lot going on, right? There's family, we're taking care of people in our life. We get into entrepreneurship usually because we're wanting to take care of the people that we love. And so that push and pull can be exhausting, could lead to burnout, could lead to a ton of adrenal fatigue. I know, because I've been there. So from someone who has done this for over a decade and has scaled her business to multiple seven figures, I can tell you there are routes to take that are more complicated and harder than others. The trade-off, right? One of my business coaches always says, you get to pick your suck. And I love that phrase because it's true. On the other side of it, right, you could pick the sucky part in social media where it's hustle time all the time, or you could say, okay, I'm going to go maybe the ad game, and I'm still going to use social media, but it's going to be paid. It's not going to be organic, right? I'm going to pay to actually show my content, which honestly, right now, that's almost a necessity. Not fully, but it's kind of becoming pay to play even more right now, but I digress. So you say, I'm going to do organic. And hey, we're interrupting the show real quick just to tell you about the sponsor of this episode. If you want to finally stop ghosting your audience for good and move away from inconsistency with your content creation, we have the perfect solution for you. It's our brand new content calendar playbook, and it's chock full of over 200 plus caption starters, done for you social media post prompts, and over 70 pages of templates and resources and tools so that you know exactly what to say to keep your audience engaged, excited, and coming back for more consistently. Listen, you know that your content has been a problem for a while. And if that's the case, it's time to get off your booty and actually do something about it. Just for our podcast listeners, you can go over to contentcalendarplaybook.com. That's contentcalendarplaybook.com, and get an incredible deal on 90 days plus of content strategy that's done for you. You're going to absolutely love this new resource, and I know it's going to make a huge difference with helping you stay consistent with your content creation and getting back in the game when it comes to attracting attention for your business. Alrighty, back to the show. That requires resources, right? The suck of that is that it requires money. And it also requires some time, not as much time, but some time, because you're having to, set up campaigns. It requires a skill set. And it also leaves you exposed to that specific platform saying, hey, you can't run ads anymore, which happens to people all the time, right? So I think the perfect model is diversifying and having the majority of your efforts to do content that actually gets people to find you, still keep some of your social media, but not rely completely on it, right? You can keep posting, but not stress about, hey, I have to be here every single day of my life or else, right? And then supplement with ads. Supplement some of your traffic with ads. Now, I wanted to bring some receipts today because What I want to bring home in this podcast episode is that social media is not the only way, right, that you do content marketing. It is a fantastic tool. I love it. I've used it for over a decade. I've grown two multiple seven-figure businesses, launched three, grow two all the way up to seven figures, and all that in the last decade through social media, purely. Like, I love social media, but I don't want to be a slave to social media. Do you see what I'm saying? And so while it's this fantastic tool to grow your business and spread the word, it's not the only way. It is not the only way. And so, you know, now that we're seeing, you know, TikTok facing a potential, well, not even, it's, there is a ban on TikTok. Let's see how the story ends. Instagram winning most deleted app in 2023. We have creators mass quitting social platforms at the beginning of this year. I think it's safe to say the social media game is definitely waning, right? We're going through some challenges. We're going through some problems. That's not to say that it's, you shouldn't do it again, but it's going through some stuff. And I shared the scoop about how, you know, we're kind of smack dab in that social media recession in that podcast. I also talked about in the beginning of the year, how you can shift your strategy. I've been saying, I've been warning, I've been telling people, you got to wake up, right? This is not 2020 economy. This is not 2021 economy. This is not 2016. This is a different game. And if we're going to play this game successfully, we need to shift and adapt, and we need to be malleable. And so I'm bringing some receipts today, guys, because I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want to bring fear. At the same time that we're seeing social media waning, we're seeing another type of content marketing really exploding. And I'm super excited about this because it happens to be something that I have taught and recommend to you forever. So I was just looking this morning at ConvertKit's State of the Creator Economy report. And it looks like creators are finally wising up to the idea that long form content is the place to be. Again, remember, I'm cutting my teeth 2012, right? Like 11 years ago, more, 12 years ago. And I'm seeing all of my heroes in the online space, they're doing long form. They're building relationship. They're sending newsletters. They're creating blogs. They're creating YouTube shows. They're doing podcasts. And social media is secondary to that. So that has always been my go-to. Somewhere around that time, 2015 to 2016-ish, we started seeing a lot of influencers come into the space. Social media got a complete makeover. We had a takedown. Everyone was doing social media. I had to convince people to do social media, you know, back in the day, 2012, that it was a good strategy for business. Now everyone is stuck on social media and we won't adapt, but things are changing because this is actually really, really crazy. So they start off the report by saying, step aside TikTok, written content is the clear winner. Last year, we made a prediction TikTok will be a preferred platform for new creators next year. We were wrong. In 1 year, the rate of creators making short form video has cut in half. So 2021, we had 41% of creators making short form video. 2022, we had 45%, so a little bit of an uptick. 2023, massive crash, right? Massive crash, 23%. So that's almost half of that number. And then we wanted to see like what creators actually created. In the year 2023, 58%. So this report is just coming out for 2024, right? But in the previous year, we had 58% of creators were sending emails or newsletters, 51% were writing articles, blog posts, or books, 30% were going for educational courses, definitely a good idea, and 23% went for short form video. Now, I'm not saying that this is the end all be all and that this is like, you know, encompasses every creator, but as the self-appointed unofficial spokesperson of Team Longform Content, I absolutely love seeing so many more creators, so many small businesses, so many entrepreneurs waking up to the idea that social media is not the only place that they can rely on to actually grow their business. You know, I've created a whole video on, hey, stop relying on social media. Use platforms and strategies like SEO. Use strategies like paid ads. Use strategies like word of mouth marketing. All those things still work, and they actually help you get discovered so you're not relying on one platform. That, to me, looking at your business from a holistic standpoint, looking at your content strategy from a holistic standpoint, makes all the sense in the world. And I think this year, it's not just a should have, right? Because a lot of you guys have been wanting to launch a blog, thinking about launching a podcast, thinking about launching a YouTube show. This is the year to do it. Like, do it now. This is the year. And the reason for that is we're seeing major shifts. And so as we shift and, you know, the ebbs and flows of content marketing happen, stake your flag on something solid. Do you know how long we've been having blogs around? Do you know how long we've been having articles? I know it's not shiny and it's not sexy, but it builds relationships and it works and it gets people to come to you. Maybe you don't want to do blogs. Totally get that. You know, I'm not a great writer. I've had to really work on my writing. It's super challenging for me still to write in English since it's not my first language. Spanish for life. Español. Gracias. Gracias. But the reality is that it does work. And so I have shifted and said, okay, I do well on video. I like video. I love connecting with you guys in that format. I also love audio. And so maybe you do podcasts or you do videos, right? Or at the very least, think about doing a newsletter, long form, right? Writing emails to your people. I know several of our students inside of the Business Lounge right now, they don't even have a website yet, but they have built their email list through something like YouTube, which is searchable, right? Search engine. And they're sending emails to their list every single week. And they're profitable. They're profitable because they chose to own that relationship with their audience and leverage search into another long form platform. They don't even do social media. They're not even doing. And I was doing content strategy review. I was reviewing some of their stuff and I was like, I don't want you on Instagram. I don't want you to do Facebook because your genius is on YouTube. You're so good at that. Do more of that. Keep growing your email list. Write your blog so you can publish your videos on your own platform that you control, that you can SEO, and then get both, right? Get SEO from YouTube and SEO from your blog. And then once you actually have the bandwidth, hire someone to help you cut some of your videos into shorter form and post that on Instagram. But your genius zone right now, you have limited time and resources, focus on that platform because it works. Now, that's not the advice for everyone, right? Everyone's business is individual and very specific, but I just want to encourage you that it's not the only way of growing a very successful business. I know many, actually, I'm coaching two women right now in TBL coaching, who one of them is a dietitian and she has grown her business to multiple six figures with her blog. Like, her blog is her thing. She is a young mama. She has two very, very young babies, one that was born this year and a toddler. And she does not have time to create videos and create podcasts or do social media. In fact, she was looking at her numbers on Instagram and she was like, Kim, I can't justify doing this anymore. Like, it's just not bringing in the revenue that it used to. And my blog is exploding. And she was basically asking me for permission to go all in on her blog. And I was like, girl, go with God. Yes. Please do that thing that is working for you. This is not a year to be spreading yourself thin. This is a year to double down on what's working. And so I think the numbers are starting to tell us, oh my gosh, people are actually waking up to this idea that you need to ROI on your content, right? It's not just something you do for fun anymore. It's something that you want to use and leverage to attract ideal leads, ideal clients, and ideal sales. That's what's required from us as small business owners and entrepreneurs this year. So listen, if you're part of our email list, you got an email that I sent out before this episode goes out. This is a couple days before I recorded this, but I just sent this email out today and I'm opening up. Chris and I decided, hey, like, let's actually help a couple people on our email list figure out what their content strategy needs to look like, figure out how they need to adapt and tweak to all these changes that are happening this year. So I send out an email with a form, and the first three people to fill it out, we're going to be reviewing their content strategy and giving them a content strategy makeover. So if you're not part of my email list, our email list, please sign up. There will be a link below this video where you can subscribe, and we send stuff, fun things out like this all the time to the people on our list. And that way you have the first to know when we have promotions, when we're opening up enrollment, when we have new services coming out, but also tons of awesome content that I don't share anywhere else and cool opportunities to work for free with us by something like this. So the next couple of episodes we're going to be sharing on the podcast are going to be these strategy reviews. We're going to look at your website, your social media pages, your business goals, where you're at in terms of revenue, and we're going to help you come up with an entire content strategy. It's going to be super fun. So stay tuned for that. If you enjoyed this episode, if it made you like, I've got you excited or got your creative juices flowing, would you let me know? Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us get the word out from other amazing listeners like you. And I will see you in the next episode. Un beso. Bye for now. Don't forget to create that long form content, guys. This is your year. This is your year to do it. Let's do it together. I love you. I'll see you in the next one.